Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:14 Monday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by...
Is it your mom?
Brought to... Oh, there it is. Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Mm. It's a zombie. I'm like, it's brought to you by zombie? That seems wrong. I don't know. But it's not brought to you by zombie. It's brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. At 7 a.m., we have a concert announcement. Oh. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's we were just talking about...
Something.
I guess I can't really say anything until 7. 7 o'clock, we have a concert announcement. It's actually bigger than a concert. It's like...
Mm-hmm. Two concerts.
Three concerts, even. All right, it's time for celebrity trash here. I'm going to start with Kevin Spacey. This is a crazy story. Anthony Rapp was in Broadway production of Rent. I'm not sure if he was in the movie or not.
I heard it was the...
Was he in the Red movie?
I don't know about the movie.
Anyway, he is a recognizable dude, and he's on the new Star Trek Discovery.
Oh.
Like, he's one of the main, he's like the main science guy on there.
Okay.
So when I typed in his name, I went, Discovery. Awesome show.
Cashing in. Good
Love
for
it.
Him.
Yeah, it's great. So he says Kevin Spacey tried to have sex with him back in 1986 when he was 14 years old. Kevin Spacey would have been 26 at the time. They were both on Broadway. I don't believe in the same show.
I believe they were in the same show.
Were they?
At that time, apparently, excuse me, Kevin Spacey is a big stage guy.
Yeah.
And has done tons of stage work and also runs one of the theater houses. Maybe in London, but he's sort of a...
No, he's been definitely a stage dude. They were both doing Broadway at the time. Although, I've read four or five things on this. I don't know what show it was, if they were in it together. I had thought it was two separate things, but it could very well be the same thing.
Ed Harris starred in the show that the kid was on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Spacey was in that show as well.
So...
He was in the film, by the way. He was
in the film yeah. and on the
and
Broadway
on the, yes,
production. Yeah, he looked. I mean, even when I saw him on Star Trek Discovery, I was like, oh, I don't know where I've seen that guy before, but it's not the first time I've ever seen him. Anthony Rapp is this kid's name. And he's not a kid anymore. He's
40-something.
Yeah, 46. Yeah. So they were at a party that Spacey had thrown at his apartment. And apparently, after everyone else left, he picked Rapp up, quote, like a groom picks up the bride over the threshold, put him on his bed and climbed on top of him. Rapp managed to squirm away, run into the bathroom and shut the door. When he finally came out, he told Spacey he had to go. Kevin followed him all the way to the door, asking if he was sure. He said, yeah, and he did leave. He says, the older I get, the more I can't believe it. I could never imagine that anyone else I know would do something like that to a 14-year-old boy.
So nowhere in this story, as I read it, did anyone question the parents who let that kid
That's
go to a party?
The first thing I thought was like, what is a 14-year-old doing the last person at a party?
I know we all grew up in the 70s. There were no helmets or seatbelts right. or, you know, anything really. And we all, you know, the latchkey kids, we mm-hmm. all had sort of a lot of room mm-hmm. to grow up.
More than certainly we give our kids now.
But a party at 14 with grown-ups?
I know.
How is that parent not... at the front door, like, waiting. I'm picking him up now.
I just wonder if it's something about this kid is wise beyond his years. He's 14. He's on Broadway.
He's an actor,
14,
yeah.
Dude,
though.
Believe me, I'm totally with you, but I'm trying to, like, visualize a scenario. Maybe the parents trust the people that he's in the play with. This isn't his first cast party. It's, you know, they celebrated even after his fifth
Well, I appreciate your effort to find a reason that a 14-year-old should be at a party with grown-ups, but I absolutely don't agree.
Well, listen, I'm not going to let my 14-year-old do it, right. But that said, who knows what his background is? And they don't mention the parents at all in here. Like, not
exactly.
That there were plans, not that he ever told his parents, because wouldn't you tell your parents? Like, dude, that the guy that I'm in the play with, he just totally...
Well, not
I'm 14. I don't even know what he was doing.
Who knows?
But
it's a weird part of the story that's missing.
As for why he's coming forward now, it, of course, has to do with the current climate. He says, I'm feeling really awake to the moment that we're living in, and I'm hopeful this can make a difference. After he told his story, Kevin Spacey issued a statement basically saying he doesn't remember it happening, but not denying that he did it either. Actually, let me grab the exact statement because it's interesting, and he's getting a ton of crap for it, too. Hold on. Hang on. I want to get the full thing. So he posted, I have a lot of this is Kevin Spacey in response to Anthony Rapp's allegations. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Anthony Rapp as an actor. I'm beyond horrified to hear his story. I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago. But if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. And I'm sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years. This story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know that there are stories out there about me and that some have been fueled by the fact that I've been so protective of my privacy. As those closest to me know, in my life I've had relationships with both men and women. I've loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior. So people are pissed that he's hiding under the rainbow, as they call it, like, as I'm apologizing for this.
Misdirect.
Right, exactly. So, and I'll have more of those at 7 o'clock. This is a... So he comes out.
Yeah, he should have stopped. You were reading along there, and there's a point where he could have just stopped.
Yeah,
after the
first paragraph.
I'm
terribly sorry for that, whether he truly doesn't remember it or not. Possibly doesn't remember because it wasn't the only time.
Well, what can he say? I always liked that kid.
Yeah.
He was really cute. His
pants were so tight that night. I mean, what's he going to say?
I don't know.
That. He's going to say, I don't remember it.
Right.
Of course he's
going to
say that.
Well, I mean, I felt like as I listened to the statement this morning, as someone on some news thing was reading it, I thought, oh, at least he's saying, that's horrible, it's wrong, and I sincerely apologize for it. And then he goes on to be like, oh, and here's something else completely unrelated that maybe you'll focus on instead of this. And I thought, that doesn't seem right. Anyway, that's what Kevin Spacey's doing today. Paul Newman had a Rolex.
Okay.
It's they call it the Paul Newman Daytona.
Oh, he had a model. Like, he was sponsored and...
Mm-mm.
Oh, you mean it was just one he owned?
His personal Daytona.
Okay.
But, so it went on the auction block and has just sold for the most money any watch has ever sold for.
That's, okay. This is going to be a trippy number because watches sell for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those Patek.
I'm sorry.
Patek Philippe?
Yes. They don't show me what the most expensive watch ever was. This is the most expensive Rolex ever sold. And the most expensive Daytona ever sold.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I guess, whatever the model is.
People collect these things up to $2 million for a watch or whatever. What'd they pay?
Take a guess.
$2 million.
Way more.
$10 million.
More.
Oh, my God. That's it?
That's the watch there? Yeah, that's the picture I have, too.
Okay. $25
million. $17.75 million.
Which, it's got a really weird... band on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's sitting on top of like a leather one. Is that the same one?
Yeah.
It's neat though. You know, good for
it. Must be
got
from
it.
A movie or something, right?
It doesn't say anything more about. I'm sure that's probably all the info will come out about it. But this is, let's see, until moments ago, according to this story, whenever this was printed, the most expensive wristwatch ever sold publicly was a Patek. Philippe, how do you say it?
Patek Philippe, something like that.
1518 in stainless steel. Only four were made in stainless. And so that, I want to say that one for like $11 million
yeah.
in November of 2016. So I think this might actually be the most expensive watch ever, not just the most expensive Rolex.
They don't name the movies that he wore it on, but it says he wore it on a bunch of racetracks, on a bunch of different movie sets, and he wore it for only 4 years.
It looks like this story says the watch had been given to him by his wife, Joanne Woodward, in 68. She bought it from Tiffany & Company in New York and had it engraved with the message, "Drive carefully," light of her husband's motor racing career.
Well, it just, you know, it just looks like a watch. I don't really, you know, I'm not a watch enthusiast, so it's, but $17,752,500.
People love to collect watches, so there's that. But then Paul Newman, he's one of the silver screen stars of that era, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the fact is, it was his personal watch, and even if he only wore it for 4 years, he wore it for 4 years. And if it's, and that leather, God, there's got to be some of his DNA trapped in that. I mean, we can clone that. I do not see who bought it.
It says just a, what do you call it? A phone
bid. Oh, a phone bid.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably people in the watch world know exactly who has this.
Well, you know
thing.
Who's in the watch world, and I only know this by listening to your show. Charlie Sheen loves to collect the watches.
Yeah. And Scott Disick likes to.
Oh, another guy.
Yeah. Are either of them able to shell out $17 million for a watch, though?
Well, Charlie could.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He's had his share of issues lately. He's got those women and the $50,000 a month. He's always worrying about it.
He's still got tons of dough, man. Tons.
Yeah.
I wonder who the second place bidder was, too. Like, that's a guy who's willing to go up to $17 million. Be really interesting to hear, even if he was just trying to bid on the thing. You want to hear the box office, Hooman? I know you love
I
this
sure
stuff.
I sure do.
Suburbicon.
How'd it do?
Not great.
It's such a terrible movie, but you never know with the marketing of these things.
I know.
So.
And it is Matt Damon, George
Julianne
Clooney.
Moore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. It came in ninth place.
How much?
$2.8 million.
Oh, it's terrible. That's what it deserves.
You know when you see a commercial for something and you go, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that there's how they sell a movie or not.
Right.
I saw that commercial one. I do not care about that.
Mm. Oh.
Did you? Did you see the commercial?
I don't think I saw the trailer.
I didn't see the commercial, but it was the big release, and I talked to you, Zed, about these things, so it's the one you just had to reveal, you know.
It was in 10th place. It made $2.5 million. It's made $324 million in 8 weeks. Then Suburbicon, The Foreigner, Only the Brave, a new movie called Thank You for Your Service at 3.7 million for 6th place.
Yeah, that's it's based on a true story. It's U.S. soldiers returning from Iraq struggle to get back with their families and civilian life.
Blade Runner 2049 made another $4 million. That's made $81 million. I love that movie. That was number 5. Happy Death Day was number 4. That's like it's like a Groundhog Day one where the girl keeps waking up. She has to figure out who kills her by the end of the day, which actually looks pretty good.
That sounds fun.
Number 3 was Geostorm. I would call that a flop. $23 million in 2 weeks. That looks like one of those epic ones that cost $200 million to make.
$120 million. Yeah, they're not going to get that money.
Boo 2, a Madea Halloween made $10 million.
Jesus.
So that's made about 35.
My brother works
total.
On all those movies.
Really?
The Madea movies.
Funny.
They crank them out.
Yeah. They don't spend that much money on them either. I mean, this guy is...
He's good friends with them and works on every one of them. And they crank them out.
That's cool.
And your new number one, debuting in first place, is the new Saw movie, Jigsaw.
Oh. $16.3 million
in its opening.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
What did you see this weekend?
What did you see? I watched the whole thing.
Of what?
You watched the whole season?
All of it.
Yeah. Get that. How the hell?
She was stuck on the couch.
Dude, my kid was home. We sat and on Saturday night, as we started up again, my kid goes, "We're getting through this tonight." I'm like, all right. Let's do it.
This is Riley.
No, this was Shawnee.
Oh, DeBriley didn't come home on the weekend?
He came home yesterday. He's sick again.
Oh.
I know.
Did he never get better?
Back and forth.
He said he did get better, and now he's got something else.
Is he going to
pass around?
Get you.
Yeah, so he just keeps coming home and handing that to you?
Yeah.
It's a gift.
One can only hope, right?
This week, everyone, our dear friend Tommy Igo is coming back. We're going to review Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, funny.
All right.
What's coming up in the news, then?
Well, we've got a new hot criminal.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. Like that guy from Stockton or whatever.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by ADT. 7:30 and 8:30 today. The final tickets for our live secret show, which is happening tomorrow, our Halloween secret show. Is this it? Are we doing any tickets tomorrow? Probably not, huh?
No, I don't believe so.
So this is it. Two more chances. And these are groups of, we have like, I don't know, 18, 20 more pairs to give away. We'll do them at 7:30 and 8:30. So if you're like feeling bad, like, oh, I missed out. Nope. Two more chances, 7:30 and 8:30. Halloween Secret Show party passes are up for grabs.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is a labor of love for us. Mm. We work hard on it, and we'd love for you to enjoy it hourly.
Please, lots of clicks.
Yeah. It's always updated and ready for... There's a new reason to go there right now if you haven't been in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. So the World Series is just absolutely crazy right now. But the Dodgers did lose, everyone, so good news. I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night, and the Astros had just taken the lead. But, man, it went back and forth. It was crazy. And in the end, the Dodgers lost in 10 innings. The score was 13-12. Now they move, I believe, back to...
And they use, like, every
LA.
Pitcher.
I know,
and
it was crazy.
Just almost
at one
the
point,
longest game.
They bring in a new pitcher, and this guy is one of their good ones, I guess. I don't know their roster very well. But he gets up there. He stares down his first batter. He throws the pitch, and the guy hits a home run on him. Just right out. So then you're like, well, I mean, you could see why the... manager went, all right, well, one pitch got away from him. It happens.
Right.
Next pitch, dude hits it out. Doesn't hit a home run, but gets on base, and that's two pitches now. Crunch. So, anyway.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh.
It's been a decent watch, considering I don't have any ponies in the race,
right,
so to speak. Oh, and while we're talking about teams that lost... the Niners and Raiders also lost over the weekend.
What's the Niners' record this season?
I believe they're 0-8. Is it 0-7 or 0-8?
I think it's 0-8.
Yeah,
0-8. Oh, and your Pats won.
That was a good game.
Oh, you watched it?
Of course I watched it.
Well, I don't know.
I was on the couch. I wasn't going to move.
I mean,
that was on the TV.
You dropped that bomb on us that you watched the entire season of Perfect... What is
Stranger
it?
Things.
Stranger Things.
Perfect Stranger.
Perfect Stranger Things.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. You mowed the whole thing down.
Yeah. This what we weren't stopping.
I watched two episodes.
Oh, well then you've watched the two crappy episodes because the rest of it is great.
So tell them about the final episode, what you were telling us.
I don't want to spoil it. I'll, you know, we can talk about it at 7. I have an actual story about it. One of the guys got arrested for coke.
All right.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Unbelievable.
Well, I know. I'm actually sorry it's over. Hooman's never watched any of it.
It's pretty good.
Oh, my God. It's great.
It's pretty
I've
fun.
I've never seen it.
But
oh,
you know what? It's also...
charming. So charming.
And it's the 80s thing, too. It's just like... What is that? What is the book we just...
It.
No. The one in the 80s.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Yeah. It's just like that in that you see the bad hair, the music. Mm. I mean, and they go from song. They must have spent a ton on the songs, right?
They must have.
But they go from sort of the, I don't know, new wave to the heavy metal
right.
back and forth. You're just, oh my God, Oingo Boingo. The Scorpions.
Rat. You'll see that later. It's a good one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's excellent.
All right. Well, anyway.
Worth the wait.
President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and a former business associate, Rick Gates, have turned themselves in, surrendered to authorities. They are facing a list of charges having to do with Russia and the Trump campaign. The weird thing about this, as I read it, is it's extremely confusing, difficult to figure out if actually any of this will come to anything. And there are even ties with the Democratic Party to some of this stuff. So it does sound and feel so politically motivated, it makes you go, I give up.
Yeah.
We'll see what
comes
of
that. See how it all shakes out.
Because, wow, is that a mess. The newest hot criminal, everyone.
Oh. Let me have a look at this guy.
It's a girl.
Oh.
Actually.
Oh. Maybe we should hook the two of them up. Hot criminals.
Can you get a picture of the hot criminal, Yuzi? I don't have it, but I did see it and went, oh, look at everybody getting crazy. She's fully neck tattooed.
Oh.
What's the chick's name?
Let me see if I have it here. Oh, Morella Ponce.
Morella.
She's a 20-year-old female gang member. She was arrested last Monday in Fresno.
In the know.
She had a stolen gun in her car. And
oh.
How do you spell Ponce?
P-O-N-C-E.
Check it out.
Yeah, let's have a look
there
at her.
There she is. See her?
Oh, she is cute.
People love her eyebrows.
She looks like Bunchy's wife on Ray Donovan.
Oh, yeah, she does, huh?
She's got a lot of tattoos.
Well, yeah, her whole...
What does it say across her chest? Is it in Spanish?
Love is pain.
Oh, let me see it.
It is, people, it is.
No, it
oh, my
to.
God, woman. No.
Thank you.
What does it say right underneath?
Morella.
Oh, in the red?
Yeah, in the red magic marker looking tattoo.
Something please, right? Is please, looks like.
Oh, it's pleasure. Pain is pleasure. I bet it says pain is pleasure.
Like Wheel of Fortune.
Love is pain. Pain is pleasure.
Well, yeah, the first good-looking criminal, I can't remember that kid's name, but he made it.
Jeremy Meeks,
yeah.
He was hired by some model agency upon release. I think they even removed his neck tattoo so that he could go get work.
Right.
And he's been getting work.
And dating a heiress.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hilarious.
He left his wife.
Oh, he had a wife?
Yes.
Was it this chick?
The Fresno Police Department right. put this lady Morella's mugshot up on Facebook and quickly got thousands of likes and comments, including a bunch from dudes who fell in love with her.
Oh.
Here are some examples. The only crime she committed was stealing my heart.
Oh.
Armed, beautiful, and super dangerous. I love him crazy.
Wow.
I just want to go bail her out. Somebody free this hot gangster chick. These are all comments on the Facebook page for the Fresno police.
Man, you just never know what your pathway to stardom is going to be. Your mugshot.
Among those also were people who loved her eyebrow job.
Oh, it's good. She's solid eyebrows. Yeah, she's pretty. Nice hair. Great hair. Like, even the way she's kind of tossing it. Oh.
Did you see the gun that they found on her?
No.
It's a designer gun.
It is.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
What does that mean, designer?
Is it the purple one?
Super cute, woman? Yep.
Oh, it's purple?
Oh, yeah,
it's a
girl.
Oh, I see it. Like a lavender.
She is gangsta.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's a, what an adorable gun that is.
Well.
Who knew?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah.
So, coming up this week, I believe, let me check my calendar to make sure I've got my dates right.
Are you thinking about Halloween?
No, that's actually tomorrow. I'm well aware of that one.
Tomorrow.
It looks like Friday will be the release of the new iPhone X. And I guess Apple just had to fire one of their engineers because
Is it because my alarm didn't go off this morning once again on my iPhone? Could that be why they got fired?
Are you serious?
Third time.
Are you updated?
Are you taking the updates?
I am. I'm fully updated.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, 100% sure. And I checked it last night because I had turned it off for Friday morning so it wouldn't wake me up. And I went on. I looked. There it is. Turned it. Boop. Put it down.
Okay, hold on, though.
Didn't effing go off this morning.
look, I'm the first. You know that I got screwed by one of these alarms that didn't work, some update. And then later it comes out, oh, yeah, we knew you didn't see that post. No, I don't search the internet to find out what's wrong with your latest update.
Right.
So I got screwed by one of those. But I have seen your phone, and it's filled with garbage.
No, it's not.
Have you turned it on and off recently?
I have actually turned it on and off recently, and it doesn't take updates if it's not plugged in, because mine is set to automatically take updates now.
All right.
And it wasn't plugged in. It was sitting across the room with 100% charge, set it down last night, double-checked that the alarm was on,
and it
didn't go off this morning.
So now what?
I don't know, but I need to be able to count on this goddamn thing. This is, and it's so funny too. Like, who can remember how many times their alarm didn't go off? I remember every time, because that's the alarm I count on. I need to be able to count on it. So is that why this guy got fired?
I don't even have a backup alarm. This is the alarm I use. My iPhone is my alarm.
I have one that goes off twice, and then 2 minutes later, this one goes off after the second time.
I'd say 95% of the time, though, I'm up before my alarm goes off, and I just get up. Leave the room and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if it didn't go off and I was counting on it, the one day I overslept. Anyway, no, this engineer let his daughter show off an iPhone 10 on YouTube, and they fired him because, you know, that's their property.
Right.
It's a highly coveted piece of technology. That
did he
they
let
expected.
Her or did she just do it?
No, it looks like earlier this week, YouTube vlogger Brooke Amelia Peterson posted a video showing off her dad's new iPhone 10. The video was even shot from within Apple's cafeteria.
Oh. So she was visiting dad at work, got a hold of his iPhone 10 and decided to post a story.
Of course, the video blew up.
Of course it did.
Landing on YouTube's top trending videos list and then was removed quickly. In the new video posted this weekend, Peterson explains that the video was removed at the request of Apple, and that her father, an engineer named Ken Bauer, was fired. Apple let him go, she says in the video. At the end of the day, when you work for Apple, it doesn't matter how good of a person you are. Well, I understand that he probably has a soft spot for his daughter and gave her the phone because she's busy working on her vlogging site. So he got himself caught up between his love for his daughter and wanting to help her advance her vlogging
career
page and his career, you know, the one that actually pays the bills. Oh. But I'm pretty sure Ken Bauer knew not to do what he did.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that they're pretty tight over there. I feel bad too, because I know what it's like to have
to
a kid.
That. I mean,
Dad, could I?
I'd do anything to make you happy,
sure,
honey, including throw away my career.
The iPhone 10 is on the cusp of being publicly available, and Apple.
How was it?
Most definitely
it's
doesn't
awesome.
Want its staff casually showing off unreleased products in unauthorized YouTube videos. So,
what's awesome about it?
Well, there's no button anymore. The entire thing is a screen. I watched her video, actually, with her playing with it. It's super cool. Just
oh, it's what people just
it.
Took it and.
Yeah, that's her playing with. This is the girl that got her dad right. fired.
Oh, this is her.
Yeah, this is her video, her vlog.
So it
she's
looks the same, but no button.
She's
at the
in
bottom.
The cafeteria right there.
Oh boy,
there.
She really is showing it off.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well,
I wish they'd go back to the flat sides.
You see that?
And there she is with the iPhone.
The whole thing is a screen. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think just about anybody with a Galaxy is gonna go, yeah, we got that. We already got that.
Yeah.
We've had that. The
and
no button thing, we have that.
What else, Human?
We have a headphone jack and an alarm clock that
and
works.
We blow up sometimes.
Not that's not the 7. That's the 7. I have an 8.
I
we're
know.
Safe with the 8.
Sure about that?
Yeah. I mean,
anyway.
So far, so
I might have to get an Android.
Yeah, right.
But I just,
all right.
I know.
You're
I'm just so.
You're not
going to
survive,
Sarah.
Yeah. I've had the Android
that,
and handed it to you. I hand it to you. You go, oh my God, what happened? You touched it, and the thing changed screens on you.
Well,
and you
I mean,
were...
I'm sure I'd figure it out, right? How hard can it be?
It's not that hard.
It's a long learning curve.
No, it's not.
And well, for an iPhone user, I recently switched over to a Galaxy just to because I used to love the Android system, and I couldn't do it for more than a week.
I like the stability of the iPhone system, and it's all set.
I just want the goddamn
I have a Galaxy phone, too. I love it. It works great. Some of the technology is better by far than what the iPhone's got. But there I am, all my stuff.
I just can't. I can't be let down like that.
You will be. I promise you.
You know, it's like the only thing I really care about is that the thing wakes me up.
You
every
guys
day.
Don't you have need a... your darn alarm to work. I'm with you.
You don't have a headphone jack. I'm sorry, but that is a.
I do have one because I have an old one. I got a 6 Plus. I'm going to keep that for a while. Although they're probably cutting my alarm off, so I have to go
there
buy
it
a new
is.
One.
That's mean, Apple.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Move. Well, I'm going to talk about Stranger Things. We have a coke bust going on with that. Simon Cowell was hospitalized. I've also got what J.J. Watts is going to spend all that money on. He raised $37 million for hurricane relief, and he's got it all broken down now. He's got plenty of time on his hands.
He's out for the season, yeah.
So, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.